Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com.
Let's play Beat Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name.
Beat Mix.
Don't be a loser.
Time
to beat Migs, and it's Thursday, so let's get cracking!
Release the Kraken!
And shout out to Scott, who just sent us a picture of, as he said, General Kale is releasing the Kraken. And it's a picture of him at like a Game of Thrones throne.
Wow!
And a skeleton-looking dude rocking a Kraken jersey.
That is so cool!
Yeah, so shout out to Scott C.
Yeah!
Thank you, Scott. That's awesome.
And General Kale.
And Kraken Thursdays is powered by Coors Light. Let's get to our contestant today. We got Jeff in Puyallup. Jeff, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Excellent. All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Jeff will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Jeff, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
Which actress was in A League of Their Own, Thelma and Louise, and Beetlejuice?
Gina Davis.
Yes, nice. The Xbox One was released in what early 2010s year?
2011, 2012.
No, no.
2010.
No. What does the R in AARP stand for?
Retirement?
No.
Retired.
Yes. In what decade was Dairy Queen first opened?
40s, 50s, 60s.
40s, yes. Nice. Hall of Fame basketball player Hakeem Olajuwon had what nickname?
Oh, man, the crank.
No,
the crank.
No, that's Wilt Chamberlain. I don't know, pass.
Oh. Portlandia starred which SNL alum?
Oh, boy.
Could you ask that again?
Portlandia starred which SNL alum?
Oh, I don't know, Julie Louis Dreyfus?
No.
Anthony Michael Hall?
No.
Chevy Chase?
No. Okay. Heard on Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 soundtrack, who sings Mr. Blue Sky?
The Killers.
No.
I don't know. Pass.
The Killers.
What sea creature is the largest living mammal?
I'm going to have to go humpback whale.
No.
Wrong whale.
1, 2, 3. Correct.
If he had said whale, would he have won?
He would have gotten that. Yes, I would have had to have accepted that.
Yeah, if you just said whale, Jeff.
Whale.
I feel bad.
Whale.
You got too specific on that one, but I don't know if it's going to make a difference.
No, not on this one.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yep.
We're not going to make any wagers now today, are we?
You want to?
No.
I'll bet that this guy wins.
Well,
You brought it on yourself.
No way that you can.
Yeah,
no.
I'll bet on that guy.
Oh my gosh, you cannot.
Well, you're the one that's the big baby. We could get breakfast today.
No. No,
he
I
won't
have.
Do it. See, he won't do it.
I can't
he
do it.
He calls me out, and I basically, see, I am a man good. That doesn't mind living on the edge, baby. You called me out, and then you ran away like a little baby.
Yeah, fine. Wham, wham, wham.
All
you're
right,
not
fair enough.
Doing a bet.
Fair enough.
Yes. I like how though it's like he didn't even bring up a bet thing.
I didn't even do like, it. Red thought he for sure. He
yeah,
would,
I was like, "There's no way."
Talking smack.
There's literally no way that you can. Oh, hold on. We just we're having a press conference with Rev about all this.
Yeah,
oh,
I did
thank
bring
you. Thank
myself.
You. Okay. All right.
Great Thursday, Steve. Are you ready?
Release the Kraken.
Which actress was in A League of Their Own, Thelma and Louise, and Beetlejuice?
Oh, you can do this.
I can see her face.
Yes.
Gina Davis.
Yes.
Nice. The Xbox One was released in what early 2010s year?
Xbox 2010.
No.
2011.
No.
2012.
No. Which? What does the R in AARP stand for?
Ridiculous.
No.
No, retired.
Yes.
Thank you.
In what decade was Dairy Queen first opened?
The 1940s.
Yes.
Good job.
Hall of Fame basketball player Hakeem Olajuwon had what nickname?
The Dream.
Yes.
Yes.
Portlandia starred which SNL alum?
Oh, Fred Armisen.
Yes. Heard on the Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 soundtrack, who sings Mr. Blue Sky?
William Shatner.
No.
I can't believe it.
Mr. Jimi Hendrix.
No.
I'm going to go with Mr. Blue Sky.
No.
Oh.
What sea creature is the largest living mammal?
A whale.
Yeah. Trepanation is the act of drilling a hole into what part of the body?
The heart.
No.
The head.
Yes.
Noish.
Robert De Niro starred opposite of whom in 2016's Dirty Grandpa?
Johnny Knoxville.
No! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You win! 7-3.
Didn't matter. Sorry about that, Jeffy.
It's all right. I might whine a little bit about the whale question, but he blew me out of the water. It's all right.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Nice.
That's a good line.
Yeah. Since it was the blue whale.
Yeah.
I like Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff's a nice guy.
He's a guy that probably would have taken that bet.
Yeah, even and against himself on there.
We would have had breakfast, by the way, Steve.
I already have breakfast. Yeah. I'm being healthy.
What's that, oatmeal?
No oatmeal today. I've got 2 eggs. I'm going to throw in a microwave.
Nice.
Yeah.
Are they already cooked?
No. I take 2 eggs and I just put it in the microwave for a minute and a half and I eat them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have one of those like fancy I've seen on TV things that turn them into omelets?
No, I have a little cup that just makes it perfectly shaped and that way they can fit on bread and stuff like that. But I don't have any bread. I'm just going to eat the eggs.
Boy, this is exciting.
I'm excited. I want to watch this happen.
Egg-citing.
You've never seen eggs cooked in a microwave before?
It's been a while. I don't have eggs.
I got.
Oh yeah.
Oh really? You don't get to have any eggs at all.
Well, it's not that I don't get to. It's just that I don't eat enough eggs in my house to warrant buying eggs.
Oh yeah. So you must be when you go to breakfast, you must go. This is my day.
Well yeah. If I go to Starbucks, I enjoy a good egg sandwich.
Nothing wrong with that.
Or those egg bites. Those are pretty cool.
Nothing wrong with them.
The Xbox One was released in 2013. Both of you guys basically guessed everything but that one.
Nice going.
Does anybody know who sings Mr. Blue Sky?
I used to, but I can't remember the band.
ELO, Electric Light Orchestra.
Of course, ELO. My gosh, and I know those guys.
You know them personally?
No, I mean, I know of them. Yeah, okay. I never met them.
Well, congratulations, Steve. You won.
I'll never forget this old guy that I was started in radio with. He just called. He kept. He goes, ladies and gentlemen, here's Blue Skies by ELO.
He didn't.
He didn't know they were ELO. And I go, oh, man, will that ever be me someday? And you know what? I think I'm getting there.
Yeah. What are their other songs?
Turn to Stone.
I know the band name. I just don't think I know any of their songs.
And then they had like a big. If you can show me a song list, I'm forgetting myself.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it. Okay, ELO's greatest hits. So they had Evil Woman.
Oh, yeah. Evil Woman. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun. Don't Bring Me Down.
Oh, don't bring me down.
I know that one. Okay, yeah, that one I know.
Yeah.
Sweet Talking Woman.
Don't know that one.
No. Turn to Stone. Ma Bell.
Okay, what's the first one?
Evil Woman.
Oh, that's
Then Living Thing. Can't Get You Out of My Head. Showdown.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mr. Blue Sky, Strange Music.
Oh, and Hold On. Magic. And Hold On Tight to Your Dreams. That was their 80s hit.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, you probably would if you heard it. I mean, there were some bands like ELO that were big in the 70s, but then when the 80s came with their synth sound, everyone had to sort of like reinvent themselves where, you know, Airplane became Starship and all that stuff.
Right.
Hold On Tight was their, I think, last big hit, and it was a hit in the 80s.
So what was their biggest hit?
I think The Evil Woman has got to be up there.
Yeah.
You know.
Can we find a little bit of that? I don't even know that. I know that one.
It's a good sound. It's a haunting sound. The Evil Woman. It's got a cool whatever the hell they used. Let's see if Rev's got it. It might be like one of the first uses of synthesizers I remember. You know, like some bands were toying with that in the 70s.
Right. Would you consider them progressive rock, like prog rock?
Ooh.
Or were they just like trippy, we're on acid rock?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I don't know if I'm a skilled...
Okay, yeah, they're definitely not progressive.
Yeah. I put them in the same boat as the Eagles at the time, you know?
Yeah, kind of it's just like mid-tempo rock. Yeah.
Here's the song.
I only know this song because they showed it on Goldmember, the Austin Powers Goldmember.
There we go.
And it was a very awkward scene where Dr. Evil and Frau are just like about to make love. And they're
oh,
like,
that's
la,
right.
La, la, la. So
that's...
I can't hear this song without la, 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 la.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. That scene's a disturbing scene.
Wow. Yes. Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's a very disturbing scene. I forgot about that.
Oh, and I guess now Jeff Lynne from the band just tours as Jeff Lynne's ELO.
Really? The rest of the he's just the best of the band doesn't want to do it? I mean, he's the lead singer, but...
Yeah, maybe he just doesn't like the rest of the band. I mean...
And rumor had it, he was not able to hit the high notes anymore, and he was one of those dudes that had somebody behind a curtain singing the high notes for him.
Really?
Yeah, that was the rumor. Before, wow. You know, now people do voice track it. You know, they have the tracks that they play, a lot of... And now I don't... Like Steve said... A lot of bands do that, you know, and Steve's like, well, a lot of people don't care. You just want to see the guy out there. You know he can't hit the notes he used to.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes they're like the phantom singer in the back.
And Jeff Lynne was part of the Traveling Wilburys, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
he's the guy I didn't recognize.
Yeah. There you go. Exactly. Yeah. He is the guy you didn't recognize.
All those people and him.
I like one, one person calls them arguably the most uncool, even defiantly anti-cool band ever.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. And just they I remember growing up and, you know, being a teenager in Electric Light Orchestra. I mean, people were digging them. Obviously not like, you know, there's REO Speedwagon. It seemed like all right. That generation was all there. REO Speedwagon was more in the 80s, I think, when they were really big, like the early 80s. But, you know, it's all that.
Definitely stuff. A lot of drugs were consumed to come up with that band name. We're going to call ourselves the Electric Light Orchestra.
Yeah, man.
So trippy.
Yeah. Well,
they also produced the theme song for Wide World of Sports.
Did they?
Really?
What do you mean? The original?
Bum, 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 bum. The thrill of victory.
They did
the
that
agony
one?
Of defeat. I don't know. That's according to a texter, and everything that gets texted to us is 100% accurate.
Yeah, and if you found it on Wikipedia, you can't always trust it. Not saying it's not true, but Wikipedia sometimes can throw you a curve.
Well, it looks like maybe, yeah. The fire on high is many people know that from ABC's Wide World of Sports without even knowing it. Fire on High, Rev. I don't know if you can find that song. But.
Really? So it was their song before they gave it to ABC, and ABC just adapted it.
Yeah, it's the opening instrumental track on their album, Face the Music, and then it sounds like it was used for Wide World of Sports.
Isn't that dun-dun-dun-dun? Oh, no, that's ESPN.
That's Monday Night Football, right?
Oh, yeah, that's Monday Night Football.
It's like bum 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 bum.
See if Rev's got it.
This doesn't... I don't know. This seems weird.
This is Fire on High?
Yeah,
can you play it forwards and not backwards?
This sounds like the witch is like riding on her bicycle.
I was going to say, it sounds like a Halloween theme.
Yeah. Unless it gets past this. Oh, this might be it. I don't know this from ABC Sports. Am I losing my mind?
I don't know either.
I do know the song.
But can someone pass me the dude, man?
Dude, this is a good intro, though. I mean, this part's really good. I remember this one, man. Me and my buddies. And yeah, you needed to be past something to enjoy this. Ah, yeah. See, they sound like an orchestra. See, that's why they called themselves the Electric Light Orchestra. You know, they were a new kind of orchestra, Steve. Oh, this one. I remember this.
From what?
Just from them, I think. And maybe this is from ABC. I mean, it does sound very familiar. It's a good sounding song.
Yeah, but this isn't the theme song to Wide World of Sports.
No, looking up on Wikipedia, the texter was wrong. It was actually for CBS's sports spectacular TV show in the mid-70s.
That's what, okay, that
I
makes sense.
I have no idea of that show.
That premiered in October?
No idea.
Yeah, okay. Because I know I recognize it, but yeah, it's not the Wide World of Sports thing. Thank you, texter. As usual.
It was pretty close.
None of us get the stuff.
But
right.
Not.
Yeah.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Wild story, man. A small single-engine plane crashed while trying to land at a small airport north of Miami. It instead landed upside down on the lawn of a small community college next door, taking out a fence. But, of course, the miracle is the two on board got out, walked away without a scratch.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, it really is.
Well, not that they attempted to do that, but that's just amazing that they survived. Anytime I hear about a plane crash, I just assume anyone that's on a plane is not going to make it.
Yeah, definitely. You know? Here's one witness talking about seeing the whole thing.
I'm just sitting here, and I look forward, and I see a plane coming straight down, bouncing off the ground. I saw the pilot running out, so I was thinking something's going to explode, so I was like, all right, let me back up a little bit. It's scary. Like, you don't see – plane crashes aren't normal. You don't see that every day.
No.
That's a good point.
And so they're on a college campus. Do you think they're like – I mean, I think about me and my buddy Andy. More often than not, if we weren't going – well, even if we were going to class, we were getting really stoned.
Yeah.
And you just look out the window, and all of a sudden you just see a plane upside down.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. You'd be tripping.
Yes.
Yeah. Especially if you saw it bouncing around like this guy did, like if you witnessed it crash.
I just like the guy's like, you don't see that every day.
No, you really
don't. I don't think you ever see that.
You don't see that every day? Okay. We don't even see that every month. Yeah.
Now it's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So, yeah, the small plane landed upside down on a college campus. One witness said, quote, hey, man, you don't see that every day. So based on this, that's what we want to know. What have you witnessed? When have you witnessed something that you just don't see every day? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Ian in Auburn. Ian, you are on The Rock.
BJ Shea.
Who cares? What you got, buddy?
Good morning, all.
What you got for us, Ian?
I'll make this as PG and as quick as possible.
Oh, good.
But I used to work security at the old Bellevue Square Mall.
Oh, it's the classy mall.
Oh, yeah. Well, this was an unclassy situation.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we had a shoplifter at Sephora. One of our undercover guys spotted her. Chase began. Guy got on the radio and said, guys, okay, she's... Oh, my God, look out. She has poo on her hands.
Oh, no.
I'm like, whoa, what? Hold up. Time out. What?
Wow.
And she's like, guys, leave me alone. I pooped myself. And we're like, ma'am, just up. Give us the merchandise back. Let's just do this the easy way. And she's like, no. She takes off into the downtown park.
Yep.
She then proceeds to strip naked from the waist down in front of all these people on a nice summer's day having a picnic with kids and all this good stuff. And we're just like, ma'am, stop. She reaches back. Oh. It's a handful of green baby food consistency poop.
Oh.
And begins to smear it on her face in a counterclockwise motion.
Oh, that's what you do.
When... Leave me alone!
That's what you...
Leave me alone! And grabs a second handful of green baby food consistency poop and continues to scream, leave me alone!
Oh, boy.
Well, I think that's what you do when you're about to go into battle. I mean, I saw that in Braveheart.
Right?
Well,
then she takes off running through the trees, and one of the guys gets a great Bigfoot, old Patterson Bigfoot-style film of her running through the trees covered in her own poop.
We chase
her.
Why are you chasing? Just let her go.
Yeah.
Just let her go. Stop chasing her.
Yeah.
She's clearly having a bad day.
Okay, guys. We were in it to win it.
Yeah.
She's having a bad day. Let her go.
Listen, this is the Bellevue Collection security team, Steve. It's not, you know.
This poor woman's got poop on her face. It's bad enough for her. Let her leave.
Have you not been to Sephora? Like, one lipstick's like $300.
Right.
So that's a lot of money.
That's where she was going. She had no makeup, so she had to use poop.
I see you security guys all the time at the Bellevue Collection because I walk a lot there. I didn't know you guys were that hardcore. You go after a poop bandit. That's impressive.
Crime not allowed in the mall. That's mall justice right there.
Mall justice.
Oh my god,
man, these guys are not Paul Blart. They're not observing and reporting.
No.
They are in it to win it. So Ian, did you
catch her?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
So, get this. We lose her behind the YMCA, and I'm like, guys, I think she went this way. Then the wind picked up, and I'm like, no, I smell her. She went east.
We
find the cops. We're like, hey, so you're looking for a half-naked lady covered in green baby food, consistency poop. And they're like, what? We're like, yeah, she went this way, guys. You should be able to find her. It's like, dude, I'm about to go on lunch. I'm like, well, you got a poop-covered lady running around. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well,
you're not going to have lunch now.
She breaks into a house. She breaks into someone's house on, like, 99th, gets in their shower, and then they find her in the shower, and she's like, my boyfriend's beating me up and chasing me. So they throw clothes at her and tell her to leave, and she escaped.
Whoa! So she used that line, and the cops let her go?
No, the cops didn't find her. The cops, she...
Oh,
she
the people's house
the
she
house,
broke into.
The people,
oh.
in, yeah, the people that owned the house found her.
How did you end up finding out from the owners of the house? Like, were you still chasing her down?
The owners of the house were outside, Ian, like, what is going on? And we're like, hey, do you guys see a lady? And they're like, yeah, she broke into our house covered in war paint. And it's like, that, okay, war paint. We'll go with that.
Yeah.
I feel like you guys don't have a lot to do other than that. That's why it's like we got nothing better to do. Let's chase the poop lady.
I got pepper sprayed working there by a shoplifter. He also grabbed.
All right.
Dang, dude, I didn't really. Again, this is the collection. I didn't know this kind of action happened at the Bellevue
so
Collection.
So how about that classy thing there, BJ?
I guess not. I mean, I walked there a lot, you know. I mean, I had no idea we had this kind of stuff going down.
I'm sorry. There's a lady smearing stuff on her face saying, leave me alone. I'm going to take her advice and leave her alone.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? I'm got to go back. I'm going.
So
I'm
so you're letting all the other folks chase her, and you're going to sit back at dispatch?
I'll be like, Ian, you go handle this. I'm done. This is stupid.
Yeah.
Like, I'm done.
Yeah. I gotta.
Just let me know how it all ends up.
I'm going to go get one of those meat pies at Jester's. That's what I'm going to do, Ian. You got this covered.
I might take a break from even eating at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know well,
done
yeah.
Done for a while.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's something you don't see every day.
No. One texter says something that you don't see every day. My wife once told me that she was wrong. LOL.
That is a rare occurrence. That's a good point. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Well, this guy was a security guard. Ian was. And so was I back in the day doing that observe and report. I never had to deal with something that heinous. But I do remember that it was late one night.
Rev, you know what rhymes with heinous? Never mind.
Well, yeah, I think we figured that out.
But wow.
it was late at night, and so I was working the graveyard shift, and the bars had just closed out, and I was working at a bus stop, and a guy suddenly started hopping down the bus stop. And I was kind of interested, and I was watching him, and he finally stopped, and that was when I realized he only had one leg.
Oh, so he was able to hop to get where he wants to go?
Apparently, he lost his wheelchair somewhere. and just decided to hoof it as much as he could.
Was he going to Sephora?
I don't think so. But he didn't make it like across the entire bus stop. He finally stopped and laid down because he was tired and decided that was where he was going to take a nap. So I had to get him and get him off the property.
Oh damn, dude! That's that was a tough day. That's a tough day when you.
Trying to explain it and write a report about a guy who has one leg hopping around. It doesn't make it look very real.
Yeah, that's a great gig, especially when you have to do the report.
Oh yeah,
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What we want to know is when have you witnessed something that you just don't see every day?
So it said a pickup truck jumping over a semi truck into the median of a freeway.
Oh.
Yeah, anytime I see like a car accident, obviously you're not expecting that when you're driving around.
Yeah.
It's just so surreal because it's like, oh my gosh. Like, or you see something that you think is about to be a car accident. That is just terrifying.
Yeah. But like, I kind of had a similar experience, and luckily I didn't witness a car accident. I don't think there was a car accident, but I was driving I-5 north right in the Everett area, right near the trestle. And there was this really old lady, so old, she kind of, you could barely see her head over the steering wheel. You just saw like a big poof of white hair. And she was going the wrong way on I-5.
Oh, man. Like, we just had that with the 167 earlier this week.
That was just a couple days ago.
No, she like drove past me. I immediately called 911 and I'm like, hey, I'm on I-5. Like, nope, yep, we got it. Apparently everyone was calling 911.
Damn, dude.
But like how, I don't understand how, for one, how do you get to the wrong way? And two, how do you not realize you're going the wrong way? And she was going like 30 miles an hour on a 60
and
mile
was,
an
and
hour
was this in the daytime?
Yeah.
See, that, you know, at nighttime, maybe I can get it, like, you know, because that's what happened with the 167. Maybe you could take and mistake an exit ramp for an entrance ramp.
Right.
Maybe at night you can do that. Because, you know, I know that sometimes I don't like the way that Washington State marks the entrances. I would like them to really have them better. You know, freeway entrance and a little green sign. Sometimes, you know, I think you need more than that to really keep people from doing this. But daytime, I mean, I feel like daytime you should be able to see I am not going the right way.
Yeah, this is probably around 11 a.m.
Wow. That's nuts.
One texter says we were flying pretty high on some acid when we saw a one-legged man pedaling up this really steep hill and just busting it out. We all just looked at each other and like, what the hell just happened? Now, are we sure there was actually a one-legged man?
Because that's not easy to do. I mean, you need that second leg to really help the other leg get back up on, you know.
And he's going uphill?
Wow.
Damn.
That guy's amazing if he really is a one-legged dude.
That's insane. One person says, I watched a bison take out a Honda Civic in Yellowstone Park.
Oh, yeah, dude. Like people,
when animals attack.
Well, people are super stupid with the bison. Like they'll just like walk up to it or try to like get it to charge at him. And I'm like, that thing is like a ton.
My wife wanted us to do that when we were like in the Yellowstone, like you said, Rev. And then I'm driving, and then all of a sudden I'm off the road and trying to get closer to the. And then I'm like, you know what, honey? This is a bad idea.
Yeah.
I'm backing up. you know, if the bison are on the main road, maybe I'll get over there. And then we did finally see some bison on the main road. And I was just like, I can't, but you know, there were cars in front of me. Luckily, they were cool.
Yeah.
They were cooler than they should have been because I'm like, I don't know why people are.
I kept my distance with the one picture that I got of them, but it was like at least a couple football fields away, man. I just don't want to get anywhere near them because they are deceptively fast. They will charge you and then you're just squished.
Then you're dead.
Yep.
Then you're dead. And that ain't even, you know, you're not even as lucky as the upside down plane guys. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. What's something you just don't see every day?
One time was that your story about being college stoned reminded me of something. I never got stoned, but I remember sitting in a class one day. It was a nice day outside, and there's the duck pond, which is kind of like at the middle of the UNM campus. And I remember just kind of like dazing off, like not really paying attention. And all of a sudden, I look out at the duck pond. And there's these two cheerleaders that are getting chased by a flock of geese.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like full-on aggressive geese. And they were, like, screaming with their, like, trying to get their lunches and hold them on to them and stuff like that. Because you would go out and eat lunch by the duck pond, you know, nice summer day. And, yeah, they were just running for their lives.
There's a bunch of horny geese, you think?
I guess
so. No, geese are just mean.
Yeah,
geese are just vicious and mean and territorial.
I guess the geese of Puyallup are pretty friendly because, you know, we go and walk around Bradley Park and there's always a bunch of geese there. And they're just doing their thing.
You're just homies with the geese, I guess.
Yeah, maybe you're the geese whisperer.
I don't know, man. I think they're cool to everyone. I've never seen anybody be chased by a geese.
I've heard what Vicky says. I've heard that geese have mean tempers.
They're super territorial.
Yeah.
Like if they have their babies around.
Oh boy,
yeah,
Steve.
Yeah, you'll get the wings, man.
Unless Steve is, I mean, he does great animal impressions. Maybe Steve is like a Dr. Doolittle guy.
Oh. And I kind of walk like a geese.
Do you now?
I don't know. A goose?
Yeah, that would
walk
be
like a goose.
Walk like a geese.
Yeah. Walk like a geese.
Okay.
No. What
the hell's happening? Yeah. Maybe the geese go, we can't attack this guy. He's already got enough problems. Maybe that's really what's going on.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
Just look at him.
He's no threat to our territory.
He's got a rough life.
We clearly have the upper hand on this idiot.
Yeah.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. What's the difference between filing for bankruptcy and credit counseling?
Credit counseling is a useful process in some circumstances, but it does show up on your credit. In fact, from a credit scoring standpoint, credit counseling shows up just like a bankruptcy, so it's going to affect your credit as negatively as filing bankruptcy. In credit counseling, the idea is that a credit counselor works with your creditors on your behalf to try to lower interest rates or work out payment plans with your creditors to pay back your debt over time. In credit counseling, you almost always pay back 100% of the debt, sometimes at lower interest. And of course, some creditors will participate in that process and some won't. So you're usually left with kind of a mixed result with credit counseling and, of course, a high payment.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.